Hello, welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I am your host, Absolute Deicide, owner and proprietor and a big fan of Grunt Free Press and GruntFreePress.com. I'll jump right into it. I'm just going to give a little bit of a heads up for this week. Played a grand total of one video game this week, which is, you know, might be a little different than usual. Usually I'm fucking hopping around this and that and fucking mixing it up. But one game I'm going to talk about, the Division, and then I'm going to go into some a little bit of news and maybe some I don't know, other non-game related stuff, but kind of. But not really. All right, just heads up. I mean, if you fucking like, whatever, I don't fucking care about the Division. Hey, whatever, fuck off. Go fucking, go jump in a lake and fucking fly a kite, because fuck you. And it's not even a matter of, what, did I not play fucking games this week or something? It's like, I fucking played a lot. I probably just put in a shit ton of time into the Division, so still not done with it. So can't give a full fucking anything, no fucking review, no anything, but, just fucking playing it. I mean, fucking, obviously, I'm fucking liking it. It's fucking spoilers, spoiler alert. Otherwise, I wouldn't have fucking played it for 40 hours, I would have just stopped. So, yeah, talk about that for, a little while, I guess, starting, now. So, the Division came out. It's pretty good. Good game. Playing fucking on PC. You know, I don't know if I fucking talked about how I get it off of some bundle, one of the Tom Clancy Humble bundles. Mainly because it had a shirt, and I'm like, fucking, I need a shirt, because I haven't bought any kind of any clothes in like fucking 5 years. So, yeah, getting my winter wear is getting a little fucking holy and thin from the fucking too many washing, so that was a good deal. We'll talk about the shirt, I think. Let's review the shirt. It's pretty standard black t-shirt. It's got the Division logo. It's like a fucking I think it's some kind of bird, maybe a fucking eagle, I believe. And it's just fucking it's got the little orange circle, like when you boot up the game or whatever, or it's loading, or fucking like on your guy's wrist in the game. It's fucking the little electronic thing he uses to interact with the world and that shit, and that's around there. And it's got some fucking Latin around it, which I don't even have the shirt in front of me. I can tell you what it says, but it's pretty cool. It's a shirt, and it keeps covers up my fucking fat, gross body, so that's a plus. You know, I like that. I mean, not that I really care. I'm sure other people are more happy that I'm wearing the shirt than I am. Otherwise, I just fucking walk around naked. I don't really give a fuck. But hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Society is keeping you down. Vote fucking Trump. Just fucking wipe the cleanse the fucking country and the world in fire. Speaking of cleansing the world, the Division, it's a pretty good game. I was saying fucking yep, good. So I'm playing on PC, and what I did, I just fucking you know, PC games, and fucking, I'm like, all right, fucking go in there and fucking dick around with the settings until it's, good mix of, like, fucking, you know, looking good and fucking running not like shit. But for this, I just opened up the NVIDIA fucking experience panel thing. I'm just fucking, all right, I'll just fucking hit, like, optimize and see how it goes. Just did that and fucking like, all right, let's check it out. Fucking ran in, jumped in, and I'm like, fucking, this fucking game just looks and it fucking runs incredible. Like, it just like looks great. And I mean, fucking, seems solid, like fucking completely solid for fucking any game. I was gonna say fucking for a PC game, but fucking like, it seems like it fucking just runs like so smooth, and the thing doesn't miss a fucking beat, like ever. Like, fucking never seen like fucking anything. that bothered me anyway, that I noticed the fucking, like, you know, frames drop. And again, I'm not one of those people who, like, fucking, that really bothers me, but in this case, it was just like, I mean, this is fucking running like rock fucking solid. This is a good fucking looking running game. They fucking optimized the fucking shit out of this because it's pretty good. Only negative I can say, and the fucking world looks great and fucking it's awesome, visually anyway. The only thing is fucking, like, you know, it's got fucking like some texture pop-ins, like old fucking like Unreal Engine shit, where it's like fucking, you know, you run up to a fucking like sign or something, or like, you know, something in the fucking in the background, even sometimes even like close to you, you know, and it's fucking just, you know, a lot of, you know, words or fucking like whatever, just like, you know, textures on a fucking wall or some shit. I mean, it was mostly on like signs, you know what I mean? It's not even fucking like anything major, but, you know, it's fucking like, because it's fucking, you know, giant fucking words and like a billboard or something, you do notice it. It's like, yeah, it's all fucking looks like pixelated and shitty until you fucking like walk up to it, get closer, and fucking like stand there for like a little bit, then like it fucking pops into, you know, normal fucking textures. But that was one thing. I mean, it's something you could fucking, you know, you can fix. I could fix too if you just fucking like bump up the textures or whatever a little bit, but you know, fucking, I'm like, yeah, it doesn't fucking bother me as long as it's fucking running like so that smooth. Like, it's fucking, I'd rather have that, you know what I mean? And still, again, it looks fucking, still looks great. I mean, it's a little fucking issue, but I'm just like, this is fucking running so goddamn good, I'm not gonna even fuck with it. I'd rather have it, I'll deal with that. That's fine. So, I mean, gameplay wise, or like structurally anyway, I was saying I was playing Far Cry before, Far Cry Primal, which I, yeah, still haven't, you know, after I said all I've done is fucking play The Division, I didn't even go back to play that or fucking progress or anything. I mean, fucking, I'm just like, I was just totally focused on fucking playing, The Division. Yeah, I'm like, fucking, it's not that different from Far Cry or any other, like, you know, Ubisoft fucking open world game like Assassin's Creed or like whatever. Not that I play fucking Assassin's Creed, but or like a lot of like Shadow of fucking Mordor or fucking Mad Max, even though that's fucking Warner Brothers, I guess. But just like that modern fucking open world fucking design, and you pretty much, you know, open up your map and you fucking pick a mission or like fucking whatever, or a side mission or a collectible, and you, you know, go there, and there's usually a, you know, small minor shit will pop up along the way. Yeah, you know, there'll be fucking a few guys, like fucking either, you know, enemies or whatever, just walking around, or fucking, you know, whatever. There'll be fucking one guy like mugging somebody or something, or just like fucking few people having a fucking shootout with the fucking military or whatever, and you can just fucking you can just stop and fucking, you know, have a little shootout in the streets or like whatever. You know, most of the time it's either fucking nobody's on the street, or it's fucking, you see like a few civilians, walking around, and you can, give them food, or like, you know, you have consumable items like, canned food, soda, fucking, energy drink, like whatever. You'll see, you know, civilians fucking saying, you know, like asking for help, and you can, it's not that clear to you. I'll give a little pro tip right now. The way you fucking know, like, to stop and, you know, help them out is, I thought it was just like, it's kind of random or whatever, but it's kind of touchy. But it's like, you'll see, that orange glowing thing on your wrist or whatever, like, it'll fucking, like, start scanning the civilian. And when that happens, that's somebody you can fucking go up and give them fucking, like, food or whatever. And it's still kind of touchy, because it's like, if you get too close to him, you freak him out. And, yeah, it was fucking whatever. And you kind of do want to do that, just because, I mean, sure, like, it's one of those deals, like, fucking, I'm not using the fucking consumables too much, but I'm sure, like, higher up, like, if I, you know, I was playing through them, like, hard or something, I'd probably want to fucking, like, like, this one fucking boost your, whatever, your, damage towards, like, elite enemies and blah, blah, blah. I did play a fucking mission on hard, and fucking, it's hard as fuck, and, like, almost all the fucking enemies are, like, elite enemies, you know? But yeah, you give the fucking, you know, those consumables to some civilians, and they'll give you XP, and they'll give you loot, and fucking, like, it's like, yeah, whatever, yeah, I'm fucking not that hard to come by, so. And, yeah, I mean, fucking, I was saying, I fucking replayed a mission I had done on hard as fucking. I leveled up now. I'm fucking level 30, and I don't think it goes further. I mean, there's something, some kind of like some bar going up. I don't know what happens when it fucking goes up. I think there's something else to it, but I haven't figured that out yet. But if you do fucking like the missions in this game, like I'm like, you know, like it's an RPG, so you're leveling up, and you know, it gives you like a suggested level to do the missions. And if you go in like in that range, that normal range where what you're supposed to be doing, it's not, you know, it's a good challenge. I mean, it's not fucking, you know, one thing I was worried about, I'm like, oh, it's a fucking RPG, and like, you know what I mean, fucking you know, these guys at fucking, like, I think fucking, like, Ubisoft or, like, whatever, Tom Clancy anyway, it's like fucking RPG, like, I don't think I fucking know how to do this right or, like, whatever. It seems fucking better than most, I'd say, just because, like, you know what I mean, if you're in that fucking, that range, that level range where you're supposed to be, or, like, the proper level to be doing shit, I mean, it seems about right. I mean, it's fucking, I thought I was gonna be like, ah, it's just gonna be, like, super easy, like, whatever. I was doing, like, you know, some of the shit I was fucking over-leveled for, because I was doing, like, a lot of extra shit to level up, but, it's more by, you know, based on your fucking gear or whatever, too, but, you know, if you're just in that fucking range, you have fucking decent equipment, it's like fucking, like, it's kind of tough. I mean, you can get fucked up, like, whatever, but, you know, if I do something stupid, but, I'm playing on fucking hard, I mean, it's, again, it is fucking hard, like, I was fucking reloading again and again, like, whatever, dying, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's hard. I mean, the fucking enemies just have fucking, like, so much more health, they're fucking way more aggressive, and fucking, they hit so much harder, it's tough, like, it's pretty good, but I like that. Yeah. So yeah, I was saying again, the basic structure is just a fucking, like, you know, that open world shit, and anybody who fucking, like, you know, again, I'm not fucking, you know, I play Far Cry when it comes out, and I play, like, whatever. I mean, it's, I was saying those other games kind of like fucking rip it off or whatever. So it's not like I'm fucking, like, burned out on them. I'm not fucking one of those people who plays fucking Assassin's Creed every fucking year or some shit. I fucking don't like Assassin's Creed, so, yeah, so I play, you know, fucking open world games. I mean, I know they're fucking kind of popular, at the moment, but I haven't fucking, I'm not to the point where I've, like, fucking burned myself out. I'm up on them, good ones anyway, so, anyways, but anyone who's fucking just like, oh, great, another fucking, like, Ubisoft fucking by the numbers open world game, I mean, that's kind of a fucking valid criticism. I can see where that comes from, but, there is, you know, there's just so much more. It's not just fucking, like, oh, it's just this open world game I'm going and fucking picking shit up and, like, whatever, and that's it. I mean, you know, they have that fucking, they add fucking so much more to it with the fucking, you know, the multiplayer, the Dark Zone shit, and that fucking, you know, loot system where it's like a fucking Diablo or fucking Borderlands where you're just fucking constantly picking up shit and fucking crafting shit and fucking, you know, saving up money to buy, like, you know, loot from fucking vendors that are, you know, refresh their inventory every few days or whatever. So there's more to it. I mean, it's fucking, just to dismiss it like that is kind of stupid. It's just, you know, it's fucking, I mean, there's fuck, you know what I mean? There's so many, you know, it's fucking so many different systems. I mean, there's, like I said, I'd say there's, like, fucking, like, three fucking, like, ways to really play the game. I mean, fucking just, like, oh, I'm gonna play it as a fucking just loot grindy fucking game to get loot or whatever, which I'm not a fucking fan of, but whatever. I'd never fucking do that just for the sake of doing it. Or, you know, the single player fucking tactical shooter RPG, which is, you know, what I'm fucking, the main reason I'm like, fucking, yeah, this game's awesome. This is what I've been focused on for now. And then the fucking, that Dark Zone fucking free-for-all fucking chaotic fucking, you know, multiplayer zone, which I still haven't done it, so I can't really talk too much about it, but, you know, like I said, I'm playing, just been playing through the fucking, still doing just the single-player shit, you know, the fucking, the world, the action, you know, the shooting and all that, it's fucking, just feels great. I mean, the controls are fucking fantastic. I mean, you hold an A to move, cover to cover, kind of like a Gears of War or fucking, you know, Splinter Cell Blacklist, as I think I said before. Reminds me of that, or it's just everything's so fucking smooth. You know, the aiming and, like, you know, the shooting itself, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Ghost Recon or, you know, Gears of War again. You know, and again, the RPG elements, you know, lots of options to fucking upgrade yourself, skills for fucking, you know, skills, and they have, like, the blowout, like, weapon mod thing where you can fucking, like, oh, I'm gonna fucking, you know, put on a fucking underbarrel, and, you know, it's fucking, like a fucking, Ghost Recon Future Soldier, or like a Siege or something, where it's like, oh, I can fucking, you know, throw all this shit on, and then it's give, you know, gives you fucking, better stats too, like fucking, oh, it's more stable, we can fucking, you know what I mean, more fucking headshot damage, like whatever. It was just a fucking, you know, completely solid, fucking, really, really good fucking third person shooter. And it's not like fucking whatever, dude. I fucking hate hearing people like, oh, it's just a fucking whatever shooter, blah, blah, blah. Like, they act like fucking there's a million of them coming out. And there's really not. I mean, it's fucking like, oh, it fucking feels pretty fresh because it's a fucking third person shooter. I mean, there's not that many of these come out, these days, I guess. And then the fucking, you know, the whole thing, it's like, oh, there's a lot of shit to it. A lot of, you know, gear you're swapping out and blah, blah, blah. And it's not just fucking, you know, all these, like, stats and shit. You get a fucking, it's not, no, it's, like, three main stats, I guess. It's fucking just, like, whatever, firearms, health and armor or whatever. But, all, like, secondary stats and mods and all that. And, you know, it's fucking, like, you open up your fucking, you know, menu or whatever. It's like, it's pretty confusing at first, you know what I mean? But, looks like a fucking master, just like, I don't know, just like, I don't know what I'm looking at, but once you get used to it, it's fucking, it's really fucking good. I mean, it's a lot of information, that just fucking showing you, like, you know, at a glance, just fucking like, oh, okay, like, fuck, you know what I mean? A lot, like, it was really easy to fucking read, just like quick way to just fucking look at shit. I mean, fuck, you know, if you pick up fucking, like, whatever, it's just like, oh, well, you know, what level was it? And fucking, like, giant, like, you know, green arrow up or fucking red arrow down, if it's better or not. And, like, that's about, you know, all you gotta worry about. Except, like, oh, like, fucking, oh, it's fucking, you know, I'm picking up some, like, purple shit, which is, like, specialized. You know, gear will have, like, fucking, like, stats, like, you know, I'll give you different bonuses, but you gotta, like, meet requirements. Like, oh, your firearm skill is gonna be, like, a certain number, or, like, whatever, or, for that, I mean, it fucking sounds, like, complicated, but it's just, like, whatever, for the most part, just fucking running around, like, oh, green arrow up, okay, I'll equip that, because it's better, pretty simple. Yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, it was a fucking really loving the game. Just a couple complaints that I have, not that I have, but I've just been fucking, like, hearing. Not that I really, like, fucking, like, oh, I gotta fucking defend the game, but it's just fucking, like, one of those things, like, fucking, you know, fucking no fucking reviews have been up, because I guess, like, whatever, you know, this fucking shitty fucking, internet fucking journalists who fucking, like, usually, like, play games, like, 2 weeks fucking before it comes out, and, like, whatever, like, I guess fucking Ubisoft, whatever, even if they gave them, like, you know, gave them the fucking games, like, they didn't even, you know, they didn't turn the servers on until fucking, like, you know, everybody else was on, so, yeah, just fucking just been here, and then, like, fucking, like, ah, whatever, see what fucking, you know what I mean, see how fucking, what people are fucking saying about the game, and fucking, like, whatever, going down to, like, the comments or whatever, I was fucking, like, looking around, just fucking, like, there's no, like, fucking, you know what I mean, whatever, I mean, fucking just, you know, my normal fucking internet fucking search, and, or I looked on, like, Steam. I mean, I bought on fucking Uplay from that bundle, but, going through, looking at, like, Steam, just like, oh, I wonder what, like, oh my gosh, I've been having fun with the game, and I wonder, like, what the fucking, you know, review scores are, like, those user reviews, and it's, like, fucking, it's, like, shitty, it's, like, mixed or something. I'm like, that's fucking weird, like, this game's fucking great, like, how can people, like, not like it, you know? Yeah, just going through there, and fucking, you know, just going through, like, oh, look at the fucking negative reviews, and just, like, I guess there's some problem on Steam. People are complaining about, like, you know, connecting and getting the game started, or whatever. As you go through Steam, but it still connects you through, like, Uplay. I got it just from like fucking like Uplay. You know what I mean? It's Ubisoft. Why wouldn't you? I mean, fucking. I understand. Like, yeah, it's nice to have fucking like the game on like Steam or whatever. But you know, have all your shit in one place. But you can, you know, cut out that fucking, you know. Uplay's fine. Again, it's one of those things I don't understand. People bitching about fucking, oh, Uplay Origin, fucking whatever, and then like GOG or like, you know, any kind of like launcher. It's like, who gives a shit? And it's fucking like they're all the same. I mean, they're fucking just the same thing. It's a fucking list of games. You fucking click a game and it runs. Again, I understand the fucking point of like, oh, I want everything in one fucking place. I want to fucking remember who fucking published it, like whatever. But whatever. Anyway, if I'm playing on a fucking Uplay, again, I've been saying this game is fucking like rock solid for me. Like, no fucking issues at all. No fucking drops. No fucking anything. Just, you know, haven't been fucking disconnected from the fucking server once. I mean, they're saying just my experience. I've heard fucking people like, oh, the servers were down for like 5 hours or some shit. But I haven't seen it. It's been fucking perfect on my end. It's fucking completely fucking solid. Been fucking perfect. So, I guess, yeah, it's just kind of like PC and more like, and I'm playing on a fucking PC, so whatever. I think it's more like Steam centric, I guess, just because it's, again, you get to connect, you know, you've launched Steam, then it fucking connects you to like Uplay or whatever, and people are saying like, oh, I can't even boot up the fucking game, like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, they were saying that for like Far Cry 2, which is the same thing, as fucking it's gotta connect to Uplay, so, thinking maybe it might be like, you know, some kind of like the hooks between like Uplay and Steam are like fucked up or like whatever. Or, I don't know. That sucks if that happens to people. Like, I can understand, but again, it was fucking a Ubisoft game. Probably buy it on fucking Uplay. It's just my own. I mean, again, not whatever. It shouldn't matter. But I mean, it's fucking one of those things. We bought it from fucking Steam and, the shit doesn't work, or it's fucked up, or whatever. I mean, maybe they shouldn't sell it on Steam, or fix it, like, whatever. And all, you know, another fucking PC-centric fucking complaint is just, people hacking the game and, like, cheating and shit in the Dark Zone. Which, again, I haven't fucking been, I haven't gone to the Dark Zone yet, so I can't fucking say anything, I don't know. But just fucking heard, like, people, whatever, talking randomly about fucking like, oh, you go in and fucking people are just hacking the game and blah blah blah. I'm not sure. I can't say for sure. But again, I've already fucking done my fucking rant about fucking, yeah, online PC gaming fucking sucks ass. There's nothing you can do about it. People always fucking cheat. You know, fucking whole master race of fucking cheating sacks of shit. So yeah, I mean, fucking, I've already done that, so I won't go into it. And then, you know, on the other side of things, is fucking like random comments. It's like, oh, game's fucking like boring and blah, you know, and all you do is you just go around and fucking like whatever. And I've gone into fucking like, yeah, it's an open world game. I mean, it's fucking whatever. But also one of those things is fucking like, you know, people had fucking expectations for whatever reason. They fucking like saw it, you know, they see a few people going through fucking like, you know, New York, or, you know, they were showing off the fucking like Dark Zone or whatever. And, you know, people get it in their heads just fucking like, oh, it's just going to be, you know, and, you know, they have that fucking like loot system, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, you know, people just have it in their heads like, oh, it's going to be like a fucking World of Warcraft or a fucking this, you know, full-fledged fucking MMO. There's going to be hundreds of people running around the fucking city, and you know what I mean? It's fucking like all-out fucking like multiplayer and, the reality of it is it's just a, you know, it's a fucking shooter. It's an RPG shooter, and it's a fucking good one, you know. And, you know, just missions you pick, you can play them solo, you can go in fucking four-player co-op, and, you know, the Dark Zone and gear, you know, grinding my gears, people complain about it. Again, I haven't done the Dark Zone, so I can't speak to that, but it would seem like if that's what you want, you just want fucking people running around shooting at you and doing their own thing and whatever you want. I mean, fucking, you could just stay in the Dark Zone the whole time, I guess. I mean, I don't know fucking how chaotic it is or whatever, but that'd be it. Something too about, I've heard anyway. if you have people on your friends list playing, you can see them, not them like actual, not their actual fucking avatars, their characters that are running around, but you'll see on the map like a orange dot or something of them running around, almost like Fable 2 or something like that. And you can, wherever they are, if their fucking party's open, you just click on them and fucking, you know, you can instance in with them at any time and be in a fucking party of up to four people who's running around doing whatever. But I don't know, I'm on Uplay. I have fucking zero friends on fucking Uplay, so I don't know. It's one of those expectations people had. And I hadn't been following the game too much. You know, I saw it years ago at E3 or whatever. I'm like, that looks pretty cool, and kind of got brought up. I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, a Tom Clancy game. I'm pretty interested. And then after I played the beta, I'm like, yeah, this is cool. But I did see videos and interviews of people from Ubisoft talking about the game, and anytime anything like that was brought up about fucking, oh, so it was, you know, MMO or this or that, and fucking, again, of like the few fucking things, the videos and shit I saw on it, every time that was brought up, like, the people from Ubisoft would say over and over, like, no, this is not an MMO. It's a, you know, it's an RPG. You know what I mean? It's a fucking shooter with fucking RPG elements. We're not going, you know, they weren't even going for like MMO shit, at all. I mean, fucking, again, they were saying that over and over, and then you fucking look at the game. There's nothing that would indicate like, that it was an MMO. So I don't know why people say, oh, it's one of those stupid things. Like, fucking, somebody said down the line, like, oh, it's kind of like an MMO. And it's fucking like, oh, well, how come it's not an MMO? Because it's fucking not, you know what I mean? It's just not what it is. Yeah, it's a fucking third person fucking shooter RPG, you know? And it's a fucking really good one. So, just one of those fucking, a case of like expectations, like fucking, like, whatever. I want to say like overhype, because again, it's fucking like, hey, I still love it. I still think it's a fucking great game, but it's just fucking like anytime fucking again, but I'm going into it as like fucking like, oh, I was expecting like a real cool fucking like, shooter RPG, and I'm playing, I'm like, hey, this is a real good fucking shooter RPG. This is fucking great. Yeah, so, I mean, fucking, I don't know, if I fucking, anytime you go into a game, like, fucking, oh, this is fucking gonna be the fucking world, you know, it's not gonna be, I mean, whatever, it's not gonna be everything in fucking one, you know, yeah, it's fucking, yeah, that's that, so anyway, the fucking, you know, going through the game, story, it's, you know, there's like a, you know, story elements to it. It's, you know, he says fucking just New York City on fucking Black Friday, there's a virus outbreak from they call it the dollar flu, I think, because there's fucking like all a virus on fucking dollar bills, you know what I mean? So, or whatever, on money. So fucking people are passing around on fucking Black Friday and they all get fucking sick. Yeah, I mean, it goes from there, and fucking, surprisingly, it's pretty good. I mean, it just goes into, like, fucking, you know, it's fucking all rioters and shit in the street, and it's going into, like, all, like, their faction leaders, and, you know, the story's good, and again, that atmosphere of fucking just walking around this empty fucking New York City is, you know, all this fucking garbage fucking piled up everywhere, and just fucking graffiti and all that, and fucking broken down cars everywhere. You know, all the fucking, you know, snow and the fog and shit, the atmosphere is fucking great. What I like about it is still, you know, it's still Tom Clancy, it's still fucking very, you know, military, like, hoorah, like, fucking, that feel to it, like, pro-military, like, you know, Tom Clancy shit. And there's also just, you know, more down-to-earth realism and, emotion to it, and, you know, personality of the characters. The main characters and all that, you get your missions from, and people talking at your base and all that. Surprisingly, there's fucking emotion to it. There's fucking like, some kind of like depth and personality to them. And they are kind of cartoony and goofy in some spots, but it's like, I just wasn't expecting that from a fucking Tom Clancy game. I just figured it'd be like, usually it's just fucking, you know, garbage military jargon and fucking get the bad guys and all that. So, you know, it's just you going through the city, you're picking up phone calls, you know, to flush it out. It's almost like a Bioshock-y thing or a Fallout type deal, where they're trying to flesh out the city and that world, and explain in more like, you know, they're not just straight out. It's not watching like cutscenes like every mission or some shit. It's after you do like the major missions, they'll give you like, oh, like fucking here's like a bigger part, like something like, you know, security cam footage of what happened or whatever. But for the most part, you're going through and you're picking up phone calls. You're picking up there's these things called echoes throughout the city. You fucking click on them and you just see like a holographic scene of what happened as shit was going down. You know, and just fucking more through that, and then fucking, you know, people back at your base are you know, talking to you in the ear to fucking fill it out, fill up the story. It's just surprising. It's like, but it's just as good a fucking you know, world building anyway as fucking, you know, like a Fallout or a fucking Bioshock style story, or, you know, a side story, whatever we want to call it, fucking like the world building or whatever. So it's a good mix of that, and, you know, those personal stories and that military fucking shit, you know. As far as a Tom Clancy game goes, it might not, you know, it's not gonna fucking win awards. It's still a fucking like silly like terrorism fucking you know, military story, but again, from the Tom Clancy games, it's usually just all it is fucking military fucking jargon and fucking techno babble and blah 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 and rah rah, I kill the fucking bad guys. And again, that's still there, but just fucking those added layers. So again, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's fucking just, even again, just walking through the city, it's like this feels like fucking New York. It does feel like fucking New York. Obviously, it really looks and feels like fucking New York, and just is like, oh, this is really just, yeah, it's fucking immersive, you'd say, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, wow, fucking again, I just fucking get lost playing. It's even the way like the city is set up, it's like, I want to go here, and you're fucking jumping onto like roofs and shit. It's kind of like it's got to get a little bit of the fucking like, oh, like color coded, where you can jump up, like there'll be blue tarps on shit on the ledges you can grab on or whatever. But just that movement of just fucking like, you know, like fucking like, oh, everything just feels so fucking natural. Like it feels like I can navigate this fucking space, and it's fucking feels like real. Like, you know what I mean? Like fucking like, oh, I want to get up here, and fucking like just real clear, just where, you know, what you can do, and just fucking like, all right, I'm fucking like here, and like, you get to know like every space, and the fucking city's goddamn huge too. It's fucking massive. Like, I've heard it was just as big, if not bigger, than like Fallout 4 or something. Like it's fucking big. And again, even it's just fucking like everything just seems fucking natural. And it's, part of it's because, you know, it is fucking New York, and New York's a fucking, you know, grid based city. So it's, yeah, you know, it's not nothing like crazy, but yeah, it's fucking, you know, it feels great, and it's good shit. The story's pretty decent. I'm not just gonna say it's fucking, again, it's not fucking game of the fucking, you know, story of the year fucking material, but it's just fucking, it's pretty good. And again, I've just been fucking 100% fucking committed to the game. I mean, I think I have like one or two like fucking main missions left, but again, it's fucking, you know, like a Far Cry or whatever. It's just fucking, I was playing fucking Primal before this. I'm like, I'm doing the same shit I was doing in fucking Primal, where I'm going through and, you know, the world's just fucking littered with these collectibles and the side missions and all that. And I'm like, it's probably going to be like a fucking 40-hour game. And now I'm on like whatever. I'm, you know, like, I get a good like 35, 40 hours into it. And again, fucking, as I'm booting it up, it says I'm like 90-something percent done with the fucking main story anyway. So I'm getting there. But yeah, it's fucking, yeah, again, I'm a fucking, you know, weirdo, where I'm like, I'm trying not to fucking fast travel. I'm just fucking running through, picking up fucking fabric and fucking collectibles and picking up all the phone calls and the echoes and all that shit. Yeah, I was saying, I'm like, I should probably just throw something fucking different into the fucking mix, and just to mix it up and to have something else to talk about game-wise, but didn't end up doing that. So, I mean, that says something. I was fucking that sucked into it. I'm like, fucking, I'm like, ah, you know, whatever, it was fucking whatever. Not playing games. I'm like, I kind of want to play the fucking the Division. And then I started playing it. And again, it's fucking one of those games you start playing, and it's just like, how long? How long have you been fucking playing? Like, you know what I mean? So I can just, like, it's good shit. It's really good. Again, it's some shit I still gotta do. So I think I have, like, one mission or two missions left or whatever. I still have, like, two full fucking, like, burrows left I haven't fucking gone through. I don't know what's there, like, side missions or, like, whatever, but, you know, I'll have to go through them. Again, I still haven't even fucking touched the fucking Dark Zone yet. That's that. It'll continue on. Hopefully, fucking, maybe I'll have some kind of more complete thoughts if I fucking beat it by next week or whatever. We'll see. And I'll take a break. I mean, again, speaking of fucking how long, it's fucking just been like 30 something, you know, over a fucking half an hour just fucking talking about the Division. So let's take a break and we'll be back maybe. We're back with part two of the Grunt Free Press podcast episode. I don't know, 35. Yeah, check my thing. I tried to catch myself too. As the Division talk was going on, I'm like, I keep saying, you know, again. I'm like, fucking trying to catch myself. Fucking like, dude, all right, catch it. Don't say you know. I tried. I don't know. I fucking was listening through. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of, whatever. Doom. Let's talk about Doom. More specifically, the Doom beta that's coming. Closed beta is coming up. It's gonna last for 4 days, starting March 31st and going through until April 3rd. I'm not sure if there's any other way to get it. The way I know is from the pre-order of Wolfenstein: The New Order, which was like two and a half years ago, maybe. I don't know. It's been a while. I thought that the fucking alpha that I was in, or was I, because I can't talk about it. I thought that was what that was for pre-ordering the game, but I guess no, that was the alpha. Maybe because I signed up for it. I don't know. This is the closed beta. It's multiplayer. But I guess this is the thing from fucking pre-ordering that game like 2 years ago. I don't think you can go to the fucking website and fucking just get a key. I think it's all it is just for fucking the people who pre-ordered the fucking Wolfenstein. It's weird because I got it for fucking Xbox One fucking years ago. I played the alpha on fucking Xbox One, like, because I thought that was the fucking thing, but I'm like, dude, I already fucking have Doom, like, pre-ordered on fucking PC. I'm like, I wish I could just fucking play it, you know what I mean? Check it out on fucking PC and so I can see how it runs and, like, whatever. But I can't do it. It's kind of gay, but it's like, whatever. It's fucking still Doom. At least I get to fucking play it. Whatever. So, something like fucking, you know, before the... I can't talk about that. Whoa, caught myself there. Would have had my fucking journalism badge pulled. I don't know if I fucking talked about this, the multiplayer, but designed by Max Hoberman's team, the multiplayer was, and he's the guy who fucking designed Halo 2 and pretty much fucking Halo 2 was set up is... The fucking basis of what fucking Xbox Live became, like the fucking friends list and all that shit. A lot of the networking. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't talk about the alpha that I may or may not have been in, but good bet. Guys who made fucking the Halo 2 multiplayer working on this. So, yeah, probably a good bet. It's going to be good. Again, I have a fucking pre-order on fucking PC, and again, it's just fucking PC multiplayer, and fucking, what worries me is I don't want to fucking play with the fucking mouse and the keyboard like a piece of shit, so I'm probably playing with the fucking controller. It's one of those things, it's like, it's kind of worrisome that it's like fucking I'll be playing on fucking PC, and the fucking, you know, the multiplayer anyway, and fucking, fucking facing off against the mouse and keyboard fucking warriors of the fucking controller. So yeah, that might suck. And then you know, again, I won't go into it, but yeah, PC online games and yeah, it's full of cheating faggots. So, another thing, we'll get kind of tangentially fucking game related towards the end, I think. But watched a movie, or to be more specific, a documentary. Still a movie, I guess. I was listening to fucking Harmontown, which you should too. I mean, not as good as this fine little ditty, but he's just fucking mentioned in Pat. You know, it wasn't like a big deal. He's just talking about fucking something he watched called Jodorowsky's Dune, which is about a Dune movie that never got made in the 70s. And he just fucking mentioned it and kind of like fell off. And I was just like, huh. I'm like fucking, I'm a huge fucking fan of Dune. The fucking David Lynch movie, the book, and the game, but I was like, this just sounds fucking interesting, whatever, I'll fucking check it out, so I did, and then fucking, it was fucking, wow, I mean, it was fucking, it was holy shit, I fucking watched it, it was fascinating, it was fucking incredible, just goes through the main, like, story, the talking to the director, the guy who was going to be the director of the movie anyways, Mexican guy named, you know, Jodorowsky, I guess, I don't know if I'm fucking pronouncing it right or like whatever, he was known, I mean, I've heard of him somewhat, I mean, I guess he's only made like two like movies anyway that are known. I'd never seen him, I'd heard of him. I always meant to watch him, but they sounded fucking, at least one of them anyway, fucking El Topo, which is pretty famous, or like infamous, I guess, as a grindhouse movie, and I've heard from other people, I fucking listened to it, fucking heard about this fucking guy. talk about the fucking El Topo, that movie anyway. It was fucking being just fucking like nuts. Hearing it, you know, people fucking watching it in fucking New York at like, you know, it was like one of those midnight movies. It's a fucking low budget, fucking weird, and it's like super like off the wall, fucking violent, fucking Western, just, you know, crappy low budget B movie. I'm like, that's fucking right up my alley. You should fucking watch that. But I never get around to it. I'm pretty sure you just fucking watch on like YouTube or some shit. Like, you know, it's fucking old shitty fucking movie. So we did that. Then he also did some fucked up, I don't know too much about it. It was just supposed to be a fucked up, like psychedelic fucking, like metaphysical fucking trippy ass fucking movie called Holy Mountain, which is, I've seen fucking just weird clips of it on like YouTube and shit, and just fucking like one of those like, oh, weird, or like whatever. If I look up weird shit on fucking YouTube, which is pretty often, it's just like, oh, I fucking suggest like that, you know what I mean? Fucking look at this fucking weird shit with like goats and fucking guys shitting fucking golden turds and fucking like just, you know, naked broads running around. I'm like, yeah, looks interesting, but looks pretty fucked up. So those were his two big movies, and I guess they're, you know, pretty big fucking hits anyway, back in the 70s or whatever. So he made those, and he was, you know, kind of a big deal in the fucking, movie-making circles, I guess, and, you know, some producer fucking goes up to him and, you know, tells him, he's like, yeah, you know, basically you write him a blank check to do any movie he wants, and fucking Jodorowsky's just like, yeah, I want to do Dune, and it's just fucking, I guess it was, you know, at the time in the 70s, it's fucking this massive fucking, you know, hit sci-fi book that's huge seller everywhere, like around the world, like fucking whatever, everyone fucking knows Dune, and except him, I guess he never read it, didn't know fucking anything about it, he's just, you know, He just liked fucking science fiction. He wanted to take the characters, just the basic story of it, and just fucking do his own fucking weird thing. You know, again, the documentary is just him telling these stories. He's in his 70s or his fucking 80s at this point, and he's just talking about getting people together to make like a dream team of people. He's almost like a fucking, he seems like he's a cult leader or some shit. He's just fucking like, oh, I need my fucking spiritual warriors and blah blah blah. It's just, you know, him getting these people together to make this movie, and yeah, listening to him talk, it's like, it sounds like a fucking, you know, old man who fucking, you know, washed out in Hollywood or like whatever, or, you know, old man telling fucking stories and just making shit up. A lot of the shit he's talking about is just fucking like nuts, like it's crazy. And but then whenever he's fucking telling a story about, you know, super famous or fucking influential fucking person from the time and still now pretty fucking famous people, you're just thinking like, telling these stories, just like, you know, fuck you, you fucking crazy old fucking piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'll tell these stories, and he's like, dude, fuck this guy, he's fucking making shit up. But then I'll cut to a fucking interview with the person he's talking about, and like, it's like exactly what happened. Like, he's like 100% fucking, 100% true. Like, what he's talking about, it's like, that's fucking crazy. Like, this is fucking absolutely nuts. Yeah, and the fucking, you know, the core group of people that were fucking, involved in it, and I mean, they were like, not just like, oh yeah, maybe, like whatever, like, you know what I mean, fucking, I mean, they were like working on the fucking movie. I mean, they're weren't just like talking about it. I mean, they're all fucking moving to fucking Paris and like, you know, having meetings and fucking like actually working on the shit, and a lot of them are fucking the main crew anyway that fucking went on to make Alien. I mean, the first Alien movie, which is just fucking, yeah, it was a huge hit, fucking one of the most influential fucking, one of my fucking favorite movies. I mean, that's fucking influenced so much shit from fucking whatever, like, you know, Contra to fucking every other, Halo to fucking every other fucking science fiction thing in fucking the past, like, whatever, 30 fucking years, you know? Yeah, one of them was fucking Dan O'Bannon was fucking writing the script, I guess, and he's the one who wrote fucking Alien, you know. H.G. Geiger, he drew, you know, designed designed the fucking alien, the xenomorph, and he's just got that famous style that people just copy, and he's worked on so much shit, and it's fucking, you know. And then some other French artist was doing the storyboards named Mobius, and he did the fucking storyboard for fucking Alien. He ended up doing other people I can't fucking think of off the top of my head. It's just, yeah, it's fucking just, it's just like, it's pretty much first draft anyway, or fucking like a spinoff of fucking Alien is fucking what Dune was going to be. It almost reminded me of, it's going a little deep, but so it sounds like almost they were making that they're going to make that Halo movie with fucking what's his face, Peter Jackson, I think. There's fucking thing like the Weta Workshop was working on that, and they were like actually making like whatever, they're making like these props and fucking like making like an actual like warthog, and you're like looking at it like, oh, this is really fucking happening, and then fucking like whatever, they ended up going through with it, and then most of those people end up doing fucking like District 9, and you watch fucking District 9, it's like, this just looks like a bunch of like shit from fucking Halo, you know, like the weapons and all that shit, almost like that. This is fucking like wave, don't take that as like whatever, like fucking like, it should happen. I mean, this is fucking like blown like way out from that. And then there's all these other fucking famous people that were signed up to do it. The artist fucking Salvador Dali, he was gonna be in it. Orson Welles is gonna play fucking Baron fucking Harkonnen, fucking like the main like villain. You know, if you know the book or the movie, and you fucking know what Orson Welles fucking looks like, and fucking like how he is, like fucking, this just would have been perfect for that. Even like fucking like Mick Jagger was gonna be in it, and it's fucking, it's just like the list of all these fucking people just goes on and on. It's just fucking like nuts. And then just, you know, the stories he's telling, like how he met these people was fucking like nut, just as nuts. I mean, he's talking about like, just fucking like checking into a hotel somewhere to fucking go to like a meeting, and like fucking like whatever, like Mick Jagger is like in the fucking lobby, he's fucking like looks at me across the room and walks up to me and fucking like, you know, he just, you know, tells him like, hey, you're going to be in Dune, and fucking like Mick Jagger's like, yes, I am. Okay. Like fucking just like weird shit. I mean, just fucking like people he's meeting, they're fucking, just randomly running into these fucking people and just convincing him to fucking get in his movie. It's fucking crazy. Oh, he's fucking talking about like Orson Welles. He's fucking, you know, his whole crew's in like Paris or whatever, and then fucking like Orson Welles is randomly in fucking like Paris, and like he asks somebody where fucking Orson Welles like usually goes, and he's there, and he goes into this fucking this fucking restaurant that Orson Welles is in. He's just fucking like eating and fucking drinking wine like fucking crazy, like nonstop. And he's fucking, you know, tells them, he's like, you know, Orson Welles like, I don't want to fucking be in a movie, like any movie, like whatever, I'm done with that shit. And he's fucking, you know, talks him into it. He's just saying like, you know, I'll get the fucking chef from this fucking restaurant to fucking go there, and every day you're on the set, I'll fucking feed you, and I'll fucking let, you know, and cook for you and shit. And he's like, yeah, sure, all right, fine, yeah, fuck it, you know what I mean, like that's like his thing. Or yeah, he's talking about like, Salvador Dali is gonna pay him like $100,000 an hour, and like fucking like the guy's a fucking weirdo, like fucking whatever, I don't know, weird fucking artist dude. And he's like, yeah, I'll pay you $100,000 an hour. That's what Salvador Dali wanted. He's like, all right, yeah, fine, we'll do that. And like, he's to fucking get around it, like he was gonna only put him in the movie for like fucking like 10 minutes or some shit, you know what I mean? So it's just fucking like crazy. And he's talking, even like going into like the lead character is going to fucking Paul Atreides is the fucking lead character of the movie. And he's going to put his son in it. And it's fucking like, at first it's like, it's kind of gay, you're going to fucking put your kid in the movie. And he's talking about like, no, he's like, I took my fucking son and I fucking like put him in like this fucking like military fucking like training camp. And he was fucking like whatever, like 12 or some shit. And he's like pretty much gave him to this fucking, I forget the guy's name, but he was some fucking like famous, like world famous fucking martial artist, and like, you know, fucking his kid was like living like a fucking like Spartan warrior, just fucking training like 24/7, just like fucking like whatever, like that was his life, you know. It was fucking like 100% fucking devoted, and then going on even beyond that. So I'm like fucking like, oh, I go to fucking London, and I just goes into fucking Abbey Road and has a fucking meeting with like Pink Floyd. And they, and fucking like whatever, this whole meeting he has, and fucking Pink Floyd's like, yeah, yeah, we'll do it, fucking whatever. Like he convinces them like he's gonna do fucking the soundtrack, other fucking bands like fucking Magma, and fucking just like it's crazy. It's all this fucking like all these people like fucking like the most, some of the most fucking like famous and again famous influential people from the fucking 70s are just gonna all be working on this fucking one project. Then they, you know, they fucking go into making this giant, all of them putting all the work in this fucking, this giant fucking book, like this giant thick ass book. It's got all the fucking set designs, the costumes, all fucking laid out, like every special effect shot, like the, pretty much the entire fucking movie is like storyboarded. Everything is fucking caught, you know, again, all the art, fucking everything, just all set up. And it's fucking like storyboarded, like fucking like shot by shot of how they're gonna do it. And it's fucking all these awesome fucking like, you know, designs by fucking H.G. Geiger, and everything is fucking, yeah, the entire movie is just all set up, ready to go. It's in this fucking book. They just gotta start fucking filming it. I mean, it's all set. Jodorowsky and his producer, they're like, all right, you know, the producer's giving them money, but they need somebody to fucking, you know what I mean? You know, just okay it, and fucking, you know, major studio to fucking put in like the fucking whatever, whatever it was at that time, I forget, like fucking, you know, 20-30 fucking million dollars to fucking just get it going, you know. So they're bringing around this fucking, this giant book, this huge fucking massive fucking book. They bring it around to fucking like all the studios and to get it made in Hollywood or whatever, and they're all looking at this fucking, this, you know, that giant, you know, this beautiful fucking book, and they're every one of them fucking turns it down. They're saying it's fucking too expensive to make, it's gonna be too long, and you know, he's fucking saying, he's like, he's planning, you know, they're saying like, hey, it's gonna be like 2 hour movie maximum, and he's fucking just, you know, this giant thing, is huge plans he has. He's like, no, I'm gonna make a fucking, it's gonna be like a 20 hour fucking epic fucking movie, you know. Nobody wants that. They're like, no, we can't do this, like there's no way it's gonna fucking, no way we can do it. So they all just fucking turn him down, and just fucking just dies, you know, the whole fucking whole movie just dies. Yeah, it's real fucking, it's just sad, fucking just like heartbreaking, just you can see it in his face, you can fucking hear it, and just, you know, just his fucking, like, wicked, like, passion, you know, he's talking about it, still, like, fucking reflecting on it. You say, you can tell, he's got just this fucking entire movie just fucking, like, cemented in his fucking head, like, you know, and again, he's got it in that book, like, the entire movie is just there, ready to go. It's just sucks, you know, it's just terrible. It's all laid out fucking perfectly. I took the time and all that shit to fucking get it all laid out, and fucking all these people ready to go, and just nobody wants to let him do it. And it's fucking like pretty much broke him, you know. He never ended up making a movie after that. Or this is towards the end, they were saying he made some fucking like little fucking indie movie later on, but the studios, you know, I guess still had copies of the book, and they're just making their rounds around fucking Hollywood, and just ended up just from that book of people looking at it, it's fucking huge, massive fucking tome of fucking art and shit, and they're going into like just like, well, people are still looking at this, and they're fucking like, you know, impressed by it like they should be, and a lot of the shit that was in there just fucking ends up in other movies. I mean, fucking David, you know, the actual Dune movie that was made by fucking David Lynch, obviously, and Alien, and fucking Prometheus, you know, a fucking Alien type movie. But you look at the fucking book, there's, you know, H.G. Geiger's drawing of the main temple that was going to be the castle of fucking the Harkonnens on fucking Dune, and it's just fucking, you know, in the book, And then fucking you watch Prometheus, and there's this fucking the temple that they go into where the fucking all the aliens are, like, see, like literally the exact same fucking thing. Like, people are just like taking the shit and just like fucking running with it, you know? And there's even like fucking like sequences from fucking like Star Wars and fucking Indiana Jones, the fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark. Anyway, fucking them opening the fucking the Covenant and their fucking faces melting and shit. It's like fucking like directly copied from this fucking book, like Blade Runner, right, I think, and just fucking like all this shit, like all the hundred, like all these fucking like movies that went on to influence other shit was all influenced by this fucking book, and it's just fucking crazy. I mean, like, directly taken from it, and, one of those, they're calling it, like, oh, this is, like, the greatest movie, like, never got made, and it's just fucking, like, crazy, it's just fucking, yeah, so fucking, that was that fucking, Jodorowsky's Dune is the name of the actual fucking, the movie. It's fucking definitely worth watching if you're fucking interested in movies, I guess, in fucking general. It's just fucking crazy. I mean, for me, it was fucking what got me into it, again, Dune specifically. But I mean, even just the stories, I thought it was just fucking absolutely fucking fascinating. It's crazy. It's a really good fucking good documentary. But yeah, Dune, let's fucking go in, fucking bring it back a little bit into fucking... I said it was going to be tangentially fucking related to games, so just bear with me for a little bit. I was just fucking... I was a fucking spry fucking youth in my fucking day. I was just obsessed with fucking Dune. Just one of those things. I don't know... And I don't know what came first, what I saw first at this point. It was fucking... My memory sucks, but... I don't know if I fucking read the book first or fucking, like, I know I got the book from, like, some shit, like, one of those, like, Columbia. I was like, oh, I'll buy fucking 6 books and get one free, or, you know what I mean, for, like, fucking $10, and they just send you, like, just garbage. That's how I ended up getting the fucking book, but, I don't know if I fucking read that first, or I fucking saw the movie first, or even, it might have even been the fucking, the Sega CD game I fucking played and I fucking loved, like, I don't know. But I do know I used to fucking, that book I fucking read over and over and over. I fucking probably read it through like fucking at least a fucking dozen times. And it's fucking not a fucking short book. It's fucking, it's pretty thick. And it's just like, you know, not an easy read either. It's got fucking like a whole like glossary in the back of just fucking like terms of, it's fucking get their own fucking language or whatever. You gotta fucking like go through, either like get through and get what it means in fucking context, or go into the back of the book and look up in the fucking glossary, like what the fucking these made up fucking words mean. I've read that over and over and over, and I'm fucking still looking at it now. I just got my fucking hardcover sitting on the fucking shelf, but. Yeah, so I love the book. I know I really like the fucking the David Lynch movie too. And again, one of those things is fucking unpopular opinion that I fucking like the movie, even fucking in Jodorowsky's Dune. He's fucking sorry. He's like, oh wow, if I'm, you know, he's all like worried about seeing it, and then he sees it and he's like, well, I'm not, I mean, fucking weight off his shoulders, this movie fucking blows. An unpopular opinion. A lot of people say the fucking the David Lynch movie is shitty. But yeah, I fucking, whatever, I liked it, I watched it quite a bit. I don't know if I fucking watch it now, how much I'd like it, like, whatever, I don't know if it just doesn't hold up, or, like, whatever. The last time I tried watching it was, like five years ago, maybe, with fucking, my girlfriend at the time, and she was just fucking bitching about it being fucking awful. Then her fucking, as we were watching it, her fucking parents walk in the room and, like, look at the screen, and they're, like, fucking, like, started yelling at us for watching a fucking shitty fucking movie, because they probably remembered it from fucking when it first came out. But, whatever, she's a fucking cunt anyway, so that doesn't really matter. Fucking when Jodorowsky saw it, he's fucking, you know, he's just, like, happy it was shitty or whatever. But I loved it. I fucking, you know, again, at least now it's fucking young. I don't know. Maybe it is fucking like fucking weird fucking sci-fi movies everyone else fucking hates, because again, this fucking the Prometheus thing, everyone fucking hates Prometheus. I think it's awesome. And again, you know, fucking sci-fi fucking people love fucking, you know, gay shit like fucking Doctor Who and fucking Battlestar Galactica and shit, so whatever, I don't know, fuck them. Going to the fucking game. Yeah, I played again. I know I fucking definitely finished it. I know it was a fucking big accomplishment. The day of fucking beating fucking Dune on fucking Sega CDs is fucking real long. But yeah, I used to play the shit out of it on my fucking Sega CD. I don't know, like fucking, as far as I know, it's fucking considered to be like the first real time strategy game ever. I think, and fucking, I'm one of those deals of people to say, you know, people say that, just like fucking people say, oh, Doom, you know, if you say like, oh, Doom is the first fucking first person shooter or whatever. Oh, I mean, sorry, like Wolfenstein or whatever. And people are like, oh no, well, there's other fucking blah, blah, blah. And they get like technical about it. But, as far as I know, the Dune game was the first, real time strategy game, I believe. So yeah, I fucking played the shit out of it back then. I tried playing it like pretty recently when I fucking got like fucking resetting up my fucking Genesis and my Sega CD and all that. I played it for a little bit. One of the first games I know I fucking made sure I got on fucking Sega CD. It's still pretty good. Then fucking, of course, I started playing. I got fucking distracted by something else, but it's definitely on my fucking short list of games to fucking play again when I have some fucking time. I'm not fucking soaking in these fucking 40-hour fucking games. Also, I just fucking bought Singularity on Steam. It's like 75% off right now. It's like $7 or $8 or something. So, heads up, if you fucking don't have Singularity or you want to buy it on fucking Steam, that's a good fucking game. Let's fucking throw that out. But anyway, back to Dune. The game, it's kind of from what I remember from actually fucking sitting down and playing it like fucking whatever 15 years ago. So if I get some shit wrong, just fucking bear with me. I'm not fucking a wiki fucking warrior. So it's kind of like a hybrid fucking game. It's like fucking starts off. Most of the story is told anyway through like a visual novel type fucking type thing where he's fucking like, oh, he's a character, the fucking giant character portrait, and they just give you like fucking, you know, them talk, and then it gives you some options to do. And there's fucking like a top down overhead like fucking like map of you exploring fucking Arrakis, fucking Dune. You're trying to fucking mine spice, which is fucking like a resource they use for fucking space travel in the world. So it's almost like a whatever, yeah. What do you want to call it? A fucking analogy or fucking analog for fucking like oil or whatever. Pretty much like that fucking universe is fucking oil as their fucking fuel. And it's all on this fucking, you know, the dune, that planet. So you're going through the fucking the overhead view, and you're recruiting fucking Fremen fucking you know, native fucking warriors to fucking fight for you, and you're trying to build up an army. There's a lot of fucking systems in play you have to fucking take care of. Like you have to mine, then you have to fucking send what you need to like fill a quota of shit to mine to send to the fucking the emperor, or he fucking, I'm pretty much sure that was fucking game over. He fucking sends like a force to come fuck you up and like take over your fucking your castle or whatever. Then fucking there's, you know, the enemies are on the planet themselves, they're trying to fuck you up, and it's just like, you know, it's a pretty complicated game, but it's fucking great. Yeah, it's fucking going from fucking my memories in the fucking 10 minutes I played it when I fucking popped it in. And from what I remember, there's also like a, you know, it's a, like a time element, like constantly going to like everything. Like, oh, you got to meet this quota. Like, you got to fucking be back and fucking send it to fucking the emperor. This fucking game over, and there's fucking like these deadlines. Shit'll happen that'll fuck you over. I remember, and I know there's like a travel system where you're going place to place on the planet, and goes into like a first person, almost like a real time, like, oh, I'm flying in this fucking like the ship, and it's like full motion video of just fucking like you flying through like fucking dunes of sand, and it fucking, if you're going a long distance, it fucking takes forever. But again, I'm a fucking weirdo. I mean, I think you can skip it, but I'm a fucking weirdo again, going back to like fucking like open world games, or I don't like fast traveling. It's one of those things, like fucking, well, I want to be, like, fucking just, like, immersed in this fucking world, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't fucking skip it, so I just fucking sit there and watch this fucking full-motion video play for, like, 5 minutes or whatever. it's just, it's not even like in, like really that interesting. It's just fucking like sand and dunes and shit. And just like fucking, again, I'm a fucking weirdo. So I just fucking let it go. But I just remember that fucking like them like being like, oh, this fucking ride would be like, oh, something's happening here. I got to get there like real fast. I'm trying to like, you know, I'm multitask doing something. All right, I'm going to jump here and do this and fucking go over here. I mean, hopefully I'll still have time to go back and like do whatever. I just remember the fucking rides, like, as much as it's just fucking, like, oh, it's all the sand, it's just fucking, like, you know, waiting to get to, like, a place. I remember being, like, fucking, like, real fucking tense and being, like, oh, shit, I hope this, you know, hoping this fucking time and just fucking, like, you know, like, sitting there, like, fucking, like, tapping my fucking toes, like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, yeah. So I remember that. So, again, one of those games, fucking, at some point, I should go back and just fucking play it. Yeah, I have the, again, I have the fucking, the Sega CD version, and I'm fucking like, I'm pretty, there was a fucking, I was pretty sure, I'm like, oh, it's a PC one too, so I mean, it's gotta be easy to get now, I mean, like, fucking, like, whatever, so I spent a fucking ungodly amount of time trying to fucking find it and fucking make it run, like, it was stupid. I'm like, oh, it's on, like, GOG, it's on, like, whatever, nope, not on fucking GOG. Not on like archive.org, we can play like just fucking old games in the fucking browsers or whatever. Nope, not there either. I mean, they have fucking Dune 2, they have fucking like whatever other ones. There's, I guess there are like a few sequels, or whatever. Like those are on there, but I'm like, nah, I want to play fucking the first one, the one that I fucking remember. But, yep, this fucking not easy to fucking find. And I ended up finding the fucking, the game itself. I'm like, oh, I can just download it and fucking, you know what I mean? I found the game. I'm like, fucking, I'm like, all right, so fucking open it up. I fucking, it's like the DOS version or whatever. So I'm like, oh, fucking, they have like DOSBox, that fucking program that runs like old games. I tried fucking with that. I'm like, dude, this is a fucking nightmare trying to fucking get the shit to fucking run. And it's fucking like, if you ever fucked with like DOSBox, it's fucking, you know, it's fucking supposed to be to emulate like a fucking DOS machine. It's like a virtual machine or whatever. So that means fucking like, entering, DOS commands is fucking, you know, you have to mount fucking virtual drives. You have to, you know, that type of shit and fucking, you know, CD fucking mount fucking drive C and fucking, you know what I mean? All fucking navigating and pointing the thing to fucking different directories and shit is fucking, and it sounds confusing if you know what you're talking about, and I don't. I have fucking no fucking clue how to run DOS at all. I mean, I fucking grew up with fucking PCs, but my first one, it was a fucking Apple IIgs, which wasn't fucking DOS, you know. It had some kind of like early fucking, like, real simple, like, rudimentary. It wasn't fucking Windows, obviously. It was, like, a fucking, like, some kind of deal like that. Like, it was just fucking, drag, clicking on shit, and fucking, like, whatever. It was some kind of operating system. It wasn't fucking just typing fucking directories into a fucking command line, you know? So I didn't have to deal with that shit. I even fucking remember, going to fucking friends' houses that had like fucking like IBM computers and shit, and like they're typing that shit out and being like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's fucking archaic ass shit. And that was fucking even then. And I was fucking thinking like, ah, fucking like whatever. I seen, you know what I mean? It's doing like the Apple thing. I knew about fucking like Windows. Just like, well, I'll never have to fucking deal with the shit. And fucking now cut to me now, fucking trying to figure out fucking pathways and fucking commands and shit, and fucking banging my head up against the wall trying to get a fucking stupid ass fucking game to run is fucking Jesus. I'm looking online, it's like real quick. It's something that I swear I fucking been through this fucking a million fucking times trying to get old fucking games to run in fucking DOSBox. I've done it quite a bit. Looking online, I'm still fucked. Booting from fucking drive A, just blah blah blah, and just like, it's all this shit. I'm just fucking like banging buttons, just fucking like typing like help. It brings up like, oh, this is what you can do. Is trying all this shit, and it's ridiculous. And I go online, fucking, it's reading this fucking long explanation of how to use it in fucking Windows, and then it's just fucking like, oh, well, if you have this type of fucking Windows 7 and fucking 64-bit machines and blah, 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 it's a fucking huge, long article. And at the bottom, there's fucking one random comment saying, well, if you have Windows, the easiest way to fucking do it is just fucking take the program, drag it into fucking DOSBox on the fucking desktop and it runs. I'm just fucking like, no, dude, fuck you. It can't be that fucking easy. Just fucking drag and drop. I'm not fucking, you know what I mean? Why is this fucking asshole on this fucking site like going through like fucking commands and all this shit? I'm like, whatever, I'll fucking try it. Just take the fucking file and drag it into fucking the DOSBox fucking desktop shortcut and boots right up, plays fine. Fucking, yep, it just works like that. I'm like, all right, well, that's all right. But the problem was fucking for whatever reason, there's no fucking goddamn sound in the fucking game. So it's fucking, I'm like, oh, it runs fine, but why is there no sound? You know, it's fucking, so you're looking at like all these different fucking things, dude. There's fucking, you know, it was like fucking like all these different files. I tried, you know, tried like fucking different like setups and just, I was just, you know, all types of errors and blah, blah, blah. Then I'm like, fucking, oh, this is the DOS version. I'm like, well, then there's a fucking, there's a CD version of it too. So I download that, like an ISO of the fucking CD version. And so you can't just fucking like run it like it's a CD. It's fucking whatever. It won't run. But you had to fucking learn about fucking mounting ISOs on fucking Windows. That doesn't fucking work. It's a fucking mess. I was literally just taking like hours. I'm like, dude, this is so dumb. Like, fucking, like, this is really dumb. I'm like, fucking, like, one of those deals I talked about, like, fucking, what the fuck is going on? Like, computers, you'd figure it'd be, like, advanced at this point. Like, fuck, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, just be able to click on a file and have it fucking run and just, like, whatever. At the very least, is fucking, oh, check online, like, how to make this run with your machine. Just, I don't know. Fucking technology is a fucking cunt. So anyway, yeah, there's a fucking long story to say. Fucking when I play it, I'm probably just gonna play the fucking Sega CD version because fuck it. I mean, yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, speaking of shitty technology, here's the fucking latest in, what the fuck is up with, consoles corner. Go on from last week, I guess. Microsoft announced that Xbox Live games can support cross-platform play, meaning if the developers want it and they allow it and like whatever, that's what they want to do. And you know, Sony says it's okay. You could play games with people on Xbox Live and PSN and PC all at the same time, all together. It doesn't matter. You know, again, a lot of these fucking games is the same fucking game, just fucking whatever, different. Different fucking name on your fucking plastic box. But Microsoft is saying that we can do it, as long as they're talking about fucking Rocket League in particular, but saying like going forward, like, you know, if people want it, they can fucking just do it. It's up to the developer and fucking, you know, people on the other fucking platforms. But for right now, from what I've read, Sony didn't respond yet or fucking give any negative or affirmative to it, but I really hope they do go along with it. It's just fucking, again, it's one more step and just accepting the fact that, you know, these new consoles are essentially fucking budget PCs with fucking brand names on them. They're all the fucking same. And, so yeah, might as well just fucking buy a PC and just get what the fuck you want. And they're, again, they're talking about Rocket League in particular, but, yeah, they're saying it could work, you know, as long as fucking developers, okay, it could work with fucking Steam and PSN. Rocket League, fucking, there's a game I haven't played. I fucking got it on fucking PlayStation for free, but yeah, it looks really gay. So, I haven't played it. That was that. I had other little thing, but, it wasn't really game related, about Preacher. I might go into it later, we'll see. But the Preacher TV show review date got announced May 22nd, so that's cool. I might go into it later. It's just fucking, I've gone on of too much non-video game shit and running kind of long. And I gotta go play the most dangerous game of all called doing my taxes. I know it sounds interesting. About as interesting as the rest of the podcast and everything else. So maybe I'll live stream it. I'll do a real time stream of me doing my taxes. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, that's it. Just fucking ended, I guess. Absolute Deicide is my name. Grunt Free Press Podcast is my game. Go to www.gruntfreepress.com and check out, nothing at the moment until I finish the division. Yeah, that's it. Like, subscribe, fucking, and then hang yourself.
to say the hill's too steep to climb. As I rise above the trees.